Chinsu Looks for Help. Written by Niraj Sikhi. Read by Opal Song. Fandom Mo Dao Zu She, or The Untamed. "Why me?" Mian Mian asked, more than a little skeptical. "We didn't even know each other before I got kicked out of the Gene Sect." "Chose to leave," Chinsu clarified, unmoving, "in a very public manner. And yes, you were goaded into it, but you did it. You left. You became a rogue cultivator." "With help?" "And now I want your help in getting that help." Mian Mian had a feeling they were not communicating properly here. "A few differences in our situations, if you don't mind me pointing them out. I was a junior disciple of the Jin sect with no real status other than the fact that Jin Gongxi happened to tolerate me better than he tolerated most everyone else his own age. I left with, quite literally, not even the robes off my back. You, in contrast, are the wife of the chief cultivator, and you're proposing you leave with his son." "So what you're saying is that we're going to need to be careful in planning this out." "There is no we," Mian Mian insisted. That part of the message seemed not to be getting through. I'm a rogue cultivator. I have no resources to help you." "But you will." Mian Mian threw her hands up. "Why?" she demanded. "Why are you so sure?" "Why did you get the notion that I was such a good person?" she wanted to know. "How are you so convinced of it when most days I don't even know myself? When I feel like everything I do, everything I've ever done, is a mistake?" "You stood up for what you thought was right, even when the world was against you," Chinsu said, calmly, implacable as a glacier. "Even when it cost you everything. I hate to ask this of you, because I know this may have the same result. It may cost you everything a second time, or even your life. But I need help, and I don't know who else to turn to. So it has to be you." Mian Mian gaped at her. "Wei Wuxian was the first to come to mind," Chinsu added, as if that was helpful. "But he's dead, so..." "Right," Mian Mian said weakly. "The great and terrifying Yilin Patriarch was unavailable. Why not go for little Luo Qingyang? Obviously, they were the same in every way, minus the penis." "I see. Okay, can I ask what's so urgent about your departure?" "It appears that my mother was assaulted by the former sect leader Qin, and that encounter led to my birth," Chinsu said. "Oh, wow, that's awful," Mian Mian said automatically. "I'm really sorry to hear..." "Wait, sect leader Jin? Isn't your husband also..." "Yes." "Awkward." "My husband appears to have also learned of this fact, although I don't know exactly when," Chinsu said. Her voice was painfully neutral, emotionless. "His conclusion on the matter is that to avoid scandal, we must erase all the evidence." Mian Mian's eyes moved down to land on the adorable toddler Chinsu was holding. He was grumbling in his sleep. "Evidence. Cases of incest can result in foolish children," Chinsu said simply. "But if no one knows the reason, they may assume the cause is polluted blood."
"Like, say, a prostitute."
"I see the problem," Mian Mian said weakly. "Stupid question here, but can't he just, and I'm sorry for suggesting it, but can't he just announce that he's discovered you were cheating on him and divorce you?"
"He would lose my father's support, which is critical to his power base," Chinsu said. "He would also look foolish for having been cuckolded. Also, there's a chance that he may truly love me and does not wish to do that to me.
Mian Mian cast about for something to say.
I still love him too, Qinsu added. But, you know, wanting to kill our son...
Yeah, that's a bit of a mood killer for sure,
Mian Mian agreed.
She thought about saying something else. But really, what more was there to say? And anyway, they should focus on practicalities instead, like what they were going to take... Fuck, she realized. I'm gonna help you.
I never doubted it for a moment, Qinsu said with a smile.
The end.